Okay, today's daf chaf bay. So yesterday the Gemara quoted this brisa of Rabbi Chiya, who had these additional shnios, these additional types of arousals from the Midrabanan. So the Gemara is now going to introduce what those arousals were. So the Gemara explains Tani around 7-8 lines down. Tani Rabbi debay Rabbi Chiya shalishi shebivno ushebibito ushebibeni ishto ushebibas ishto shnios. So what's that referring to? So the third generation going down. So let's go through one by one. Rashi says two lines from the top here. Shlishi shebivno, bas ben beno. So let's say his grandson's daughter, in other words, his great granddaughter, through his son and grandson, then great granddaughter, she's shlishi, because there's three generations underneath him. The bas beno erva. The bas beno, the granddaughter, is an issa deraisa of arayos. So the great granddaughter would be shnios. So that's shlishi shebivno. Then the next case is shebibito. There's a machlok is where the gears is. We'll just take Rashi in front of us. Bas ben bito. So his granddaughter, but through his daughter. The first case was the granddaughter through his son. This is a great granddaughter through his daughter. Sherei bas bito erva. His granddaughter through his daughter. That's deraisa. Hilkach bas ben bito shnio. His great granddaughter through his daughter would be shnio. And so to the third case, v'chein bas ben bina shel isha. Now that first case was through himself. Now let's say he marries a woman, and that woman has, from a previous marriage, there's a great granddaughter. That too would be aser b'din shnios o bas ben bito, or the great granddaughter through her daughter of the wife, his step great granddaughter. In other words, would be shnios. So that's those are the four additional shnios. Again, back inside the Gemara, we'll read it one more time. Tani the baby Rabbi Chiya, shlishi shebivno, third generation from his own son, shebibito, third generation from his daughter, shebibeni isha, third generation from his stepson, and shebibas and the ishto, and the third generation from his stepdaughter. Those are all considered shnia. That was added on from Rabbi Chiya. Those are four cases. And then there's Revi, the fourth generation going upwards, Shebechama from his father-in-law, his mother's father, and Shebechama also, and his mother-in-law, his mother's mother, Shnia, that's also Shnia. So Rashi explains the case of Revi Shebechamav, Dur Revi, the fourth generation, Shebechamav, Hainu, Eim Chamav, so the mother of the mother of his father-in-law, so in other words, his father-in-law's grandmother, or his wife's great-grandmother, so that's four generations, v'hu dor vi, l'ishto, v'ishto b'chlal, so pay attention to the calculation. It's the same amount of generations, but we're calling it the four, because here, referring to the wife as one step, and then three steps above. The first set of arayos, the shnios, were his own grandsons, one, two, three. Here's also his wife's great-grandmother. So that thing more points out, why does one, we include the wife as part of the steps, and the previous case, we did not include the wife as part of the stages. Either way, it's really a total of three generations above the wife, or below the wife. Those are the shnios added on by Rabbi Chiya. So asks the Gemara, Amar le Ravina, the Rav Ashi, Maishna lemala. How come we're talking about above the Chamaso and Chamava, the Kachashiv le Isha? We counted the wife as one step, and then another three, that totaled four. As opposed to Maishna lemata, when we spoke about the grandchildren, great-grandchildren, the lo Kachashiv le Isha, we did not include the wife as one step, we just said three steps from the wife. We should have said four steps, including the wife, like the lamala. So the Gemara says, because lamala di isura mikach ishto kasi chashivle. Because when referring to the above, the mother-in-law and the grandmother-in-law and the great-grandmother-in-law, the only reason why it was also to the man was because it came through the wife. So we have to include the wife as one of the steps. However, lamata, when it was going downwards, the isur lav mikach isha kasi, the isur didn't come from his wife, but it came from himself, his own great-granddaughter. So then, lo kachashle, we didn't include her as part of the steps. Where I says, wait a second, you're probably all thinking this question. Baha, in the first case of lamata, we didn't only include his own great-granddaughter, we also included his wife's great-granddaughter. So shouldn't that also be part of the step? And shouldn't there be four lamata when it came through the isha? V'ha ben ishto bas ishto di isura bi bas ishto kasi, the great-granddaughter of his wife. In other words, his step great-granddaughter did go through his wife and should be Revi. We should count it as Revi. V'lo chashule. So the says, you're right. However, I did the tani shlosha doris lamata didei, v'lo chashiv, lo chashva. When we spoke about his own great-granddaughter, we did not take the wife into account. It was three generations below him. So therefore, to be consistent, tani nami shlosha doros lamata dida, we included three generations from her perspective, even though it was really four steps away from the man himself. Okay, so the technical point, but either way, these are the six shniyos added on by Reb Chiya. So Gemara then says, Amar le Rav Ashi, Rav Kana. Shniyos debe Reb Chiya, yeshlan hefsek or ein lehefsek. Does it end or not end? In other words, we only spoke about the great-granddaughter and the great-grandmother. What about the great-great-granddaughter and the great-great-great-great and so on? Is there a hefsek? Do we only say the first three generations, or do we say four, five, six? It goes on forever. Because when it comes to a person's own grandmother or a person's own granddaughter, it doesn't end. As many great-great-grands, it's always going to be also one's own. But when it comes to the shneos, would it be a problem? So the Gemara then says, I said I'm wrong at that point. I'm sorry. That's not true. I'm sorry. That's not true. So the Gemara then says, again, where are we? So again, I'm really Rav Ashi, Rav Kana, shneos, debe Rav Chiya, yeshan hefsek or ein lehefsek. When it comes to shneos, is there an end or no? It goes on forever. So Tashma, Dami Rav, Arba Nashim Yeshlam Hefsek. We only have four women who do have a Hefsek that we spoke about yesterday. However, Vesulo, not more than that. And since these Shneos of Rabbi Chiya were not mentioned of the four that have a stop, they would go on forever. Well, it says, what do you mean? Dilma ki kamer Rav, when Rav was making his comment that only four women have a Hefsek, maybe that's only Lehahi Masnisa. Only those listed in the Braisa have no hefsek of that list, but others who are not mentioned in the Braisa would ein echanami not necessarily would have a hefsek. So Tashma shlishi revi in tvelo. No, the Gemara tells us that when it comes to Rabbi Chiya's list, 3 and 4, it says 3 and 4. It sounds like only up until these generations, but not beyond. There wouldn't be also beyond. Where it says Dilma mishlishi ve'elech. Maybe it means the first two generations didn't need to be mentioned. That was Midraisa, the granddaughter and the grandmother. The great-granddaughter is the third generation. Maybe we're saying from the great-granddaughter and on are Aser Midin Shnias and Rabbi Chiya, so there is no answer. So Gemara then says, Amar Le Rava, Le Rava Nachman. Chazi Mar, Hai Marabban, and Asim Marava. We saw some rabbis that came from the West, Eretz Yisrael. Vamar, he said, Bob and Marava, they asked the following question in the West. Gazu shnios begerim alo gazu shnios begerim. We know when a ger converts, so he's kikatan shenol dummy, and all his previous relationships are no longer considered relationships on a derisive level. His mother's not his mother, and his sister's not his sister, and his daughter's not his daughter. So were they the shnios when it came to the gerim that they can't marry their biological mother, biological grandmother, and so on? Was that part of the gzer of shnios? So that was the question. Again, bimarava, gazu shnios begerim alo gazu shnios begerim. So Amr Lay, Sir Rav Nachman respond, the Hashta. Now, the only reason why we asked it Arayos, I say this outside first because it's clear when I say it outside, the way the Gemara says it is a bit tricky. Arayos are usher to Gerim only because, so people shouldn't say, oh, they left from a Chamura Kedusha, Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala. In other words, when they were Goyim, they couldn't marry their mother and daughter and grandmother. Now they come to Kalkaisa, they can marry whoever they want. It's reverse. So less people say that non-Jews are more Kadosh than Jews, and Jews have less restrictions, we said it's also to marry Arayos. So maybe that's only referring to Arayos themselves. When it came to Shneos, that's not part of the concern. That's already too far-fetched. In other words, Shneos were not the Gazru to the Gerim. Only Arayos themselves were Gozer to Gerim, but not Shneos. The Gemara says that. Gemara says, Amrlei, Hasha, Ma Erva Gufa, the Erva itself, rather, Ilav had not been for the concern of Shlo Yomu Bon Mikudusha Chamura Kudusha Kala. People don't say, oh, you're going from a higher level Kudusha of being a Goy to a lower level Kudusha of a Jew, you can marry your mother now? So people don't say that, they were Gozer. Had not been for that though, Ilav Shlo Yomu Bon Mikudusha Chamura Kudusha Kala Lo Gozer Burabon. They wouldn't be Gozer on Arayos. That was the only reason why they were Gozer. So that was the only reason why they're Gozer by Arayos Gufa. Said Shneos Mibai, we have to tell me you should be Gozer on the Gezeras of Arayos? Certainly not. And therefore, Shneos would not be Aser to the Geir.
We learned
in the end of our Shneos, something like that. The Gemara said, but that's Deraisa. That's Deraisa.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
So then the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, Gerim, Hol of Asal Yadon. So once he spoke about Gerim, once it's on part of the topic of conversation, name Abu Milsa, let me tell you something else related to Gerim. Och Achen Min Ha'em. You have brothers from your mother. So you have a half brother from their mother's side. Lo Ya'idu. They can't testify against each other. They're considered brothers. Vim He'idu, Edusan Edus. But if they do go ahead and testify, we would accept the Makabo the Edus. And the reason why, and if you just look at Rashi says here, the case here, Lo Ya'idu Lachachila. The Karevis aim begerim kurvahi to avada imahu. They have the same biological mother when it comes to gerim. We know for sure they have the same mother. Vim heidu edusan edus. But if they were to testify, referring to gerim, that they converted. So if they accepted it, if they gave Eidus, the Katan Shinola Dami. So but the evidence we accepted because they're really not related anymore halachically. So that's the Klal by Eidus. Vim Ha'idu Eidus and Eidus. Achen min ha'av, but brothers from the father, me'idin l'chadchila. They become gerim, you can l'chadchila. Why? Says Rashi, because afkere lezare, we don't really know the kurva mitzad of av, it's not really a kurva by a gerim, by a goy. We don't really know the father necessarily is. So even l'chadchila, brothers that converted, we accept their edus. So Gemara then says, ameima amar, afila achen min ha'im, nami me'idin l'chadchila. He felt even with the same mother, brothers who converted, you could l'chachila accept their edus. So Maishna Arayos, how come by Arayos we said not? By Arayos we said the brothers and sisters are also, even after Gerim, the Katan Shinola, not Katan Shinola Dami, by edus we accept brothers to testify each other. But brothers and sisters, we don't say that's allowed. It's Usir Arayos. So why Arayos are still Usir by Gerim, but we accept edus of brothers? So Gemara says the reason why is because as follows. Irva l'chol masura, and edus l'bezdin masura. So in Erva, it's everyone is subject to the lachat who they're going to marry. And we can't control who's marrying who. It's not under control. People can marry wherever they want, and therefore we have to make a gzeira. But Eidus comes to Bezdin. So look what Rashi says. Rashi writes, L'chol Masura, Hakol Nosim Nashim. Everybody marries women. If we allow a brother and sister who are gerim to get married to each other, it's going to lead to asanami lemishay erva bisal. Some might think, oh, Jewish brothers and sisters, non-converts, could also get married. And we may not be able to control that because everyone gets married. As opposed to chuliyama, l'yodni the time of the gerim mishum the katan shenol dami. Not everybody knows the reason why these brothers and sisters who are gerim can get married because of this concept of katan shenol dami. So it might lead to a terrible confusion because everybody gets married. As opposed to Eidus, which only goes to Bezdin, the Bezdin Masura, Vinami Machsheris Eidus Achim Gerim. Even if they were to allow brother to testify for another brother who are Gerim, that's understandable. Lo Osir Lachshuri Achim Yisrael. It's not going to lead to two Jewish brothers, non-converts, for them to testify against each other. Why? Because when they come to Bezdin, Bezdin knows the Halacha, the Bezdin Yadid, the Gershon is Kaikaka, the Shinol Dami. So only when it came to marriage, where everyone gets married, and not everybody gets married under the watch of Bezdin, you might have an actual brother and sister who were born Jewish get married to each other. And now if that were to happen by Eidus, they wouldn't accept two brothers who were born Jewish to be accepted. And that's the difference between Arayos and Eidus. Fine. New Mishnah tells us. Mishnah Bam says, Mas nisan mishu yesh la'ach mikol makom. Anyone who has a brother, regardless of where the brother's from, or whether he's yichas or no yichas, whether he's even a mamzer, that brother will be zokek as eishas achiv libam. And that will require that when he dies, that his brother-in-law is a zokek to the wife, to the aman. We don't care, the halachic status of the brother. As long as they're brothers, that's a requirement of Yibam. V'achiv hu l'chol davar, they're considered brothers l'gabi every halacha. Chutz mimi sheyesh l'ach min ha'shifcha, u'min ha'ovedes kachavim, except if they have a brother, if they have the same father, but there's a shifcha, and ovedes kachavim was the mother, that is not considered a brother at all. That's the one exception. But outside of that, if it was through mamzeris, it was through arayos, that would be considered a brother for all halachas. A person is a child and then dies with a child. We know only when a person dies without children is there chiv yibum chalitza. If he leaves behind the child, there is no yibum chalitza. So any child, even if that child is a mamzer, poter eishes aviv min ha-yibum. That child will exempt his mother, his father's wife, that will exempt her from the need for yibum. And this child, even though he might be a mamzer, if he hits his father, curses his father, he's chayiv for doing so. He's considered the son of the gabi ol halachas, chutz, with the exception of who's the one son who's not considered a son. That child's not considered a son of the gabi ol these halachas. So just like on the brother, level of the brother, we don't care if he's a mamzer, so to the child, we don't care if he's a mamzer, all the halachas of yibum chalitza will apply equally. So Gemara says, Mikol Makom Lasuimai. What does Mikol Makom come to teach us? This cloud that we started off by saying, Mishiyesh La'ach, Mikol Makom, who's that including? I've told you the answer, but the Gemara tells the answer now explicitly. Amar Yehuda Lasuimamzer. Even if a mamzer were to be the brother, that brother's still subject to the lachas of Yibum. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course, Achavu, he's a brother. We don't care how he became the brother of the Maisa. The pasuk says, a brother's chayv and Yibum. So why would you think otherwise? So Gemara says, Ma'od the same, what would I have thought? Leilav achu achu mi bnei Yaakov. Bnei Yaakov is a source we saw of the brothers, just like the brothers Malahalam, the brothers of the children of Yaakov. Bnei Yaakov are ksherin, of course. None of them were mamzerim, of course. Lopsum afkan ksherim lopsum. Maybe only Yibum applies to those who are kosher, those who are not mamzerim. Kamash Blam, we learn that no, all types of brothers, even if they're a mamzer, would be chayv and ibum chalitza. Asks Gemara, Be'machanami, maybe that case should be only kshem. How do you know? What's the source that psulim are also chayv in the lachas of ibum? So Gemara says, Kevin dil'inin yibum, miftar niftar. If a child were to be a mamzer, exempts the parents, the mother, from yibum. So too, by extension, miskach namizakik, the brother who's a mamzer as well, will be chayv in yibum. Again, we're going to learn in a few lines how we know a child is a mamzer, exempts a mother from yibum, but once we establish a mamzer child, will end the relationship of the yibum. So to a brother mamzer, if there's no children, will be chayv in yibum chalitza. Meaning we don't care the status of the brother or the children as long as there's a brother and a child. So Gemara then says, top line of Chav Beis Amud Beis. V'achav hu l'chal davar. This brother, even if he may be a mamzer, is a chayv in all halachas. L'may hilchasa. Which other halachas would apply to a brother? L'yarsha u'latamila. The halacha is that if there are no children and there's no father in the picture, so the brother's the next one to inherit the one who dies. That's one halacha of a brother. And another halacha is latamila, that we know a kohen is usher to be matame mace, but if he's one of his seven closest relatives dies, a brother being one of them, he'd be chayv to be matame to go to the base kfaros and make sure to ensure that the brother gets buried. Where's the pshita? Of course, that's pretty obvious. Achavu, they're brothers. Why would one think that a brother who's a mamzer would not be chayv in these halachas of Yerushan Tuma? So Gemara says, Sakadai Techamin, I would have thought, hold the kasuv, it says that I pasuk, Kim l'sheiro akarve lav, that when is a kohen chayv to mitame to his sheiro, which is his wife, Amar Mar sheiro zo ishto, when does a kohen have to be mitame if his wife dies? Ksiv, it says, lo itame, ba'ba amav lehechalo, then it says the husband should not be mitame. So when is a husband mitame? When's he not mitame? So the chiluk is, the halacha is, yesh baal shem mitame, yesh baal shem mitame. There's some situations where the husband kohen is mitame meis for the wife, and some circumstances where he's not. When, haketar, mitame hu le'ishuk sheir, if the wife was someone who he's supposed to be married to, then he should be mitame. Ve'ein mitame le'ishuk psula, but if he's married to a grusha, for example, or a chalutza, so then he would not be mitame because she's psula. So just like it's true that there's this distinction on the level of the husband and wife of Kohanim, one may have thought, hachanami mitame hu la'ach kasher, ve'ein mitame ach l'pasul. Also the gabe, the brother, maybe only when the brother is kasher should he be mitame tumas meis, but when the brother is pasul, like a mamzer, he should not be mitame meis, that is the havamina. Kamash malam, we learn that no, he's achiv l'chol davar. Ask the marva, ema hachanami, but maybe it should be. Maybe the chaluk should apply. Bring me a proof. Bring me a source. Give me a svara why we won't apply the same distinction as we do by the wife. We should not apply it to the brother. Why not apply it to the brother? So the Gemara says, la fuke kaima hacha achivu. Because Lagabi, the wife, when he's married to a grusha, the din is la fuka kaima. She's supposed to be divorced. Even though they are actually halakhically married, but we tell him, divorce the grusha, divorce, you can't stay married. So since they're supposed to get divorced, even though they're technically married, we don't recognize that as a very strong marriage, and that's why it can be metameter. But a person's brother, who's a mamzer, he's his brother. There's no like ending that relationship of brotherhood. They're brothers forever, and therefore, since they are brothers, they were brothers, they'll always be brothers. For that reason, they're considered achava. We don't make that distinction of kshera or kasher versus pasul. So Gemara then says, chutz mishi yesh la'ach min hashifcha min ha'ovid es kochavim. Even though we said brother, regardless of his status of being kasher or not, they're always considered brother. The one brother who's not called a brother is a brother who's a product of a shifcha or ovid es kochavim. So my time, and what's the reason? Amar Kala, the pasuk says, Ha'isha viladeha tiel adoneha. If it's a shifcha, and she has a child, that child goes to the master, the one who owns the shifcha. It doesn't go to the family. The family doesn't own that child. That brother does not become part of the regular family, and therefore pater from the halachas of brothers. So Gemara then says, Mi she'esh ben mikol makom poter. We said in the second half of the mission, the seifa, that if the husband and wife, they had a child who was a mamzer, and then the father dies, that the child, even though he's a mamzer, would pater the mother from the need for yibum chalitza. Like I just told you, Amar Yehuda, la'asuye mamzer, to include even a mamzer child, would exempt them from yibum chalitza. How do you know my time and what's the reason? There's a Gemara, it's in Kedushin as well. The Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, uven ein lo, the Gemara makes a Joshua, ayin alav, even though the words and letters are different, ein means none. The switcher al for the ayin, we have many places where the Gemara does make drashas of letters that are categorized from the similar sounds, like sometimes you switch a ches and a resh and a chav, those are similar categories of where the sound comes from, an aleph and an ayin and a hey, those also similar types of sounds, we could switch them for these drashas, so ein lo means Ayin Alava, you should inspect, you should look into, make sure there are no children at all. We could expand the definition of a child. Ein lo means mamish no children, but if there is a child, although the child is a mamzer, that would in fact exempt them from the need for yibum and chalitza. Says the Gemara further now, v'chayiva malkaso, if the child who's a mamzer hits the father, so he's chay malkos. Ask Gemara, and also for cursing the father. So Gemara says, am I? Why would you be chay for cursing the father? Karikan, we're going to invoke the pasuk. The pasuk, it says by being makal the father. It says as follows. I'm reading the whole pasuk. Elokim lo sikalel v'nasi b'amcha lo sa'or. Don't curse one who's amongst you, who's with you, who's following halacha. So says the Gemara, b'osem aysa imcha. Only when the father's doing the right thing is a person a chai for cursing. But if he's not doing the right thing, there's no issue of cursing. So wait a second. If the father is just father to mamzer, that means he did not do the right thing. He wasn't doing ma'isa imcha. He was involved in the rayos. So the child should not be chayv for cursing the father because it's not considered a benasi v'amcha. So answers the Gemara, no. Kedama Rav Pinchas Mishmei de Rapapa. You're right. He did something terrible. He was with one of their rayos. He had even a mamzer. In the end, they be'osa tshuva. Now he's doing the right thing. So that's another example. That's another context. He says be'osa tshuva. Hachanami here as well, be'osa tshuva. He did tshuva. He did something bad. You're right. He did something terrible, and the mamzer came out of his actions. But right now, currently, he's doing the right thing. He's considered an amcha, and therefore the child would be subject to being makal the father. So Gemara says, v'hai bar tshuva. Could a father who fathered a mamzer, could he really do tshuva? Ratzan Misha tells us in Maseches Chagiga, Shimon ben Menashe Omer, Ezu Muvas lo yuchal litko. What's a mistake that can never be fixed? Zeh ba'hal erav a holy mem a mamzer. The mamzer is a product of this relationship. There's no way of undoing that. He's born to the world. You can't change his status. The truth is, there's a way to change his status, a tricky way. But seemingly, there's no quick way to fix the status of a mamzer. So Gemara says, Hashemia osem aysem chahu. You're right. Even though you can't fix that child, what he had done, who he is, but in the end, that father himself, he can change, he can do tshuva. Look at Rashi. Rashi says this. He says that Hashemiyas, around the 10 narrow lines down, Hashemiyas, Hol Vashav, Osa, Hol Vashav, since he did tshuva, Osa Ma'isa Imchahu, who he's called, he's doing the things with the rest of the Am Yisrael. But Nehi Nami granted, the Avona Goloi Veniska Kozman Shemam Zekayim, that his sin is apparent, that the world knows what he's done wrong so long as the mamzer is in this world. But personally, the father, he's done tshuva, and if that child, the mamzer, curses him, that child would be chayv, the iser of being mikal aviv. Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan. This is a bit of a tricky, not terribly tricky, but a little bit tricky drasha now. Gemara quotes a braisa, Tanur Rabbanan. Abal achoso, if a person, a brother, is born his sister, he bas ashes aviv, she is also the daughter of his father's wife, so then chai mishim achoso mishim bas ashes aviv. Now, not every case like that, by the way, because you could have a sister that came through an anusa without there being marriage. So abba halachoso, who is also the child, the daughter of your father's wife, so there's a double issue of arayos here, one that she's your sister, and secondly, that the bas ashes aviv, she's the child of your father's wife. So Gemara says that's all the Tanakam. That's the Shitas Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda Omer eino chayv el mishim achosu bevad v'lo mipnei bas eishes aviv. He felt, even though it's true, at this time she's both your sister and also she is the daughter of your father's wife, there is only one iser taking place here. My tamayo d'Rabban. Why d'Rabban think that there are two arayos taking place here? So Amru, he said, let's understand. Michti, if it says one pasuk, ervas achos chabas avicho basimecha, if you have a sister from your father, from your mother, that's one pasuk. And then it says second pasuk, ervas bas eishes avicha, muladas avicha achosri. You have a child, a sister from your father's wife. That's a second pasuk. Lomli, why need to repeat two psukim seemingly saying the same thing? Must be shvamina lachayva mishma choso mishma bas eishes aviv. The fact that they're two psukim was to tell me that she's your sister, and was to tell me if she's also your sister through marriage with your father, that's also a second problem. Those are two arayos. That's the shita of chachamim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Kra, the Bible says Achosri, it says Achosri, she is your sister, telling us, Mishim Achosa Atamachaiva, Viatamachaiva, Mishim Bas Eishes Aviv. The fact that the Pazik says, Ayervas Bas Eishes Avicha, Moles Avicha, Achosrahi, she's your sister, meaning, granted, she happens to be your father's wife's daughter, but in the end, Achosri, all we care about is the fact that she's your sister, and that's the only Erva being your sister, and not the child of your father's wife. So Gemara says, Rabbanan, Hai Achosri, my Avdi, Like, what do they use the pasuk achosri? That seems to be superfluous. Mibar like to tell me lechayva alachoso bas aviv ubas imo. I mean, the first pasuk of Arayos, the one mentioned earlier, it says a half sister only. It says either ervas achosra bas avicha or bas imecha. How do I know if she's not only your half sister, but she's your full sister, where you share the same parent? How do I know that's also her? Because it's achosri, she's your daughter, she's your sister rather. So why teach me that? Isn't that an obvious kavachomer? If a half sister is aster, certainly a full sister is aster. To tell me lomar shein masir medin, we know that ein onshim medin, ein masir medin. We cannot use kavachomers to add lavim, to add onshim. So here as well, even though it's a very obvious point, it's basic kavachomer, basic logic to understand if a half sister is aster, certainly a full sister is aster. But yet the pasuk said achoschi because we would not have known that through a kavachomer we can't utilize a kavachomer to teach me lavim. The Gemara then says, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, imkain, if that's the case, lichta rachmana achoscha. That's it. He, the word he, lam, that seems to be extra. Mishim achoscha tamechaiva, vietamechaiva, mishim bas, eshiz aviv. So they say, no, the extra word he, you're right. Achoscha that could teach me that emas yirim yadin. I only know a half sister's aser, the word achoscha will teach me a full sister's aser. But the word he is superfluous, that's there to tell me that, no, he, there's only one iser at hand, they're not two iser. So the Rabbanim respond back, Rabbanim say, Afagav dechsiv achoscha. You're right. Even though it said the word achoscha, you also need the word he, both those words, to tell me that ain't masir merdin. Why? Because I would have thought, itzrich lemichtav he, you still teach me he, because shelo tomar, don't tell me, maybe ba'alma masir merdin, maybe in general, I am masir merdin. And even though I can use a kavachomer to teach me halachas of lavim in general, so why do we teach me the word achoscha here? Because kat kitei achoscha the chaser rachman alamali milsud asim kavachomer talk for kasa lokra. Because even though sometimes it was unnecessary to teach me kavachomer, sometimes the Torah was matriach itself. It went out of the way. It spoke extra just to tell me for no reason. Meaning the kavachomer would have been true. I can use kavachomers of minadin and onshin. That works masir minadin. And so then, that's why achoscha just cause of the tarif of cause of the krop. Therefore, cause rachmanahid. No, don't tell me this svara that tarif of cause of the krop. The word he is his second extra word. The two extra words to tell me that no, we're really underscoring the fact here. We cannot learn from a kavachomer a azara. And achoscha is telling me that even a full sister would be aser, and not to tell me anything about only achoscha's aser. Not bas eish avicha. Both of them are going to be asr v'chachamim. But again, the double ashen achoscha and he both tell me in tandem that ain masir in medina. It's a bit tricky that svar. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, imkain lichtavei rachmana lachoscha hi beidach kra. So why not say this pasuk in the other, these words in the other pasuk? We said there are two psukim here about bas eish aviv and the other one about ervas bas evicha. So why not use it in the other pasuk? The fact that you use it in this pasuk of again, of eish bas evicha, bas eish evicha, it says achoschi again. So again, achoschi should have been, let me backtrack. The two psukim. One pasuk is talking about a half sister. The other pasuk is talking about the bas eish evicha, the daughter of your father's wife. And that second pasuk of Bas Eishavicha says Achoschi. That word Achoschi should have been in the pasuk about Achoschi, about the half-sisters and full-sisters. Why is it in the pasuk about Bas Eishavicha? To tell me, even though she's also Bas Eishavicha, Achoschi, we only look at the one Isser of Achoschi, we don't look at the Isser of Bas Eishavicha. So then the Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hi Bas Eishavicha, my Avile. What does he do with this pasuk here? Because in the end of the day, that's not one of the arayos. Because whenever it's a bas eishavicha, that by definition, that's achoscha, that's your sister. So when do you ever have a case of a erva of bas eishavicha? Because achoscha always trumps. So Gemara says, it's telling me the following. Barley, it's needed to teach me the following drasha. Mi sheyesh lo ishish la'avicha, one who has a relationship, a marriage to the father, prat la'achosa mishivcha v'vedes chachavim she'ein ishish la'avicha bab. That the iser of achoscha is only true when that daughter was born when the husband was with a woman that he was able to marry. But if he was with a woman who he can't marry, that kedusha isn't chal at all, like a shifchar or vedesh chachavim, that daughter would not be considered his sister and would not be subject to arayos. So Gemara says, it would not be considered Eishavicha. That's why it says, Bas Eishavicha. Dafka, when there's Eishavicha, would be considered. But if it's not Eishavicha, then it would not be considered one sister.
So why do we throw out a
mamzer?
There's no Ishus with
Chavi Krishna, is there? It wouldn't be, then that case wouldn't be, would also not, I guess, not be right, seemingly. Why only give this example, then? So why not a mamzer? I imagine Eina Chanami. We'll look inside of maybe someone mentioned. We'll see. Okay, let's get to the flow. But yeah, good question. I assume it's the same halacha. So then the Gemara says, "Eima prat la chosa meanusa." Why are we excluding a daughter, a sister, who's a product of a marriage that can't work, like a shifchan over this chavim? Why not? Maybe it's a woman that he can marry, but he didn't marry her, and Lamaisa he raped her. It was anusa. Maybe that's the type of sister that should not be subject to isra achoscha. Gemara says, "Can't be." Because who lomas is amish? You can't suggest a sister that was created from two husband and wife, even though it was anusa. If they could have gotten married, that daughter still considered your sister. Why? Because lomas amish mi the rava. The rava rami ksevi point out a stirim sukim. It says one pasuk ervas bas bincha or bas bitcha lo segala, that the one's granddaughter. Ha bas bina dida, but the granddaughter of the wife is permitted. But another pasuk says, "Bas bita dida shari." That's a dik, sorry. Ha bas bina dida ubas bita dida shari. That the pasuk says only his own granddaughter is aser, but the granddaughter of his wife would be permitted. But another pasuk says, "Ukasiv ervas aishes isha uvita lo segala es bas bina bas bita would be aser." The granddaughter of the wife is aser. So one's aser, one's mutter. So when do we say the granddaughter of a wife is aser? When do we say it's mutter? What's the difference? Haketa de kan v'onten kan v'nesun. If it's through nesun, through marriage, so then the granddaughter of one's wife is aser. If it's a granddaughter through an anusa, he never married the girl, but it was still his granddaughter, that would be aser. Look how Rashi says this, permitted rather. So Rashi says that kan v'onten ervas bas bincha me'anusa lo sigale habas bino me'ish acher gala. Delav ish dechahi. Right? If let's say he was ba on a woman through onus, and she had a granddaughter through a previous relationship, that granddaughter is not usher to the man because he never married this woman. It was anusa. But miu bino mina onsin bino, but his own son from the anusa would be usher to him. V'chaimbito, and so to the daughter. Hilkach gavi achua nam yechu. Therefore, just like a product of anusa, any children, grandchildren would be usher to that father, even though he never married the lady, but he raped her. So to a brother, anusa also would not preclude them from being brothers and sisters. They would still be viewed as brothers and sisters through anusa, just like by fathers and daughters, we recognize their relationship. So to brothers and sisters, we recognize relationship through anusa, and that's why it's certainly going to be usher. It must be therefore prat to a shivcha and ovedes chachavim. Now let's quickly look at that question of that David just asked. Fine. Okay, so, okay. So we'll get there tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, good foreshadowing. I guess we'll stop here and everyone have a wonderful day.